Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, and we have the gentleman that went in through the customs of Canada and said, I'm not doing this. I'm not complying with your fraud. Same thing's been happening in the UK, so they're trying to talk about jail time, but the courts are ending up throwing this out. So it's all color law. Chris Sky joins us next segment with Steve Quayle, then John Rappaport. But the big takeaway, my friends, is that populism is rising across the world. And I don't care if it comes in the form of Bolsonaro or it comes in the form of Trump, both of which were the real deal and have done the best job they can. Boris Johnson, a traitor, posing as a populist. But then you've got somebody like the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and he says, I love communist China and dictatorship. And then people go, wow, this is like a dictatorship. I saw a headline one of the crew did putting out that Naomi Wolf interview yesterday. And it's like, oh, Naomi Wolf warns tyranny around the corner. No, it's sitting in your lap. So I changed the headline. It's sitting in your lap. And it's a corrupt ruling class that is totally authoritarian, that is willing to do anything at any time to anybody to maintain that power. And so many people play along with it and go along with the structure, thinking that, oh, they'll protect themselves doing it. No, you're destroying your protection. And it's like if you ever watched a dam collapse, usually it springs a small leak, and then that undermines the dam, and then the dam will say, hey, we've got a leak, we've got a problem, they'll try to fix it. Then they'll say, hey, we think the dam might fail in the next few weeks. We were unable to fix it because the integrity was breached. And then you see a larger area break open, and a couple days later, the whole thing suddenly collapses. So at first, it just leaks down in the foundation, and they try to fix it. Then it starts seeing some water coming through down at the bottom, and then as soon as holes start blowing through it and the water starts moving quick, it may have taken a month for it to get to that point. Then the whole dam goes in 5 minutes. And that's the point we've reached with tyranny. With all these people pretending, hey, let's have a civil war and put 80 million Trump supporters in camps. Hey, let's arrest Mark Zuckerberg, says Cohen, Sacha Baron Cohen. He won't do what I say. Hey, who would want to live in a world like that where they just arrest whoever Sacha Baron Cohen wants? Now, there's an old funny meme that got millions of views on Twitter. Probably 5 years old, you got the gay chemicals, the frogs. And all I was doing was reading a study out of Berkeley about the frogs becoming sterile and being attracted to other male frogs. And funny enough, that was in the New York Times. What's happening to the sperm this weekend? It was their cover story. And, oh, it's not just us becoming infertile, it's other animals. Could it be Satan? No, it's atrazine. So it's all coming out. Maybe we should play the old Geronimo Frost frog piece for you, because the only place you find our videos, the only place you're allowed to see them now, is banned on video. And yeah, people are like, wow, this is one of the only independent video sites where you get, a lot of videos get a million views, a ton of videos get 200,000, 300,000, most videos get about 30,000 views. Well, I don't care about the views because we only have our own advertising on there. I have to pay for the bandwidth. I care about fighting back and waking people up. So all I care about is how many people we reach. And so if I've got to act stupid and dress up as a gay frog, because the left will let me make fun of myself. So when I did that, that was allowed to go on Twitter. It got millions of views, but it educated people. They're like, hey, I'm actually going to filter my water. So if I dress up in a tutu and hop around as a gay frog, I will do that. I will do a lot of things to fight these people because I am legitimately concerned. Yes, welcome to Lily Pad Lane. Here I come. So there you go. And about new silly stuff, they let it get on the internet. They decide. They are the overlords. They decide. They don't want me showing you this new Lancet study that came out 2 days ago from the Journal of Lancet. This is not like someone published it. This is Lancet put this out, saying PCR tests are totally fake and do not work and are a fraud. I mean, the whole basis, but all these world leaders are saying, hey, you don't get on a train, a plane without the PCR tested. We're going to lock you up for 14 days if you're positive in a FEMA camp hotel, But even if you're negative, you got to stay in your house and police are coming by. You got to pay us thousands of dollars. So we're going to talk to a man who's fighting back against this, Chris Sky, on the other side of this 60-second break. Please tell everybody you know to tune in now.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we cut that promo a few years ago, and I thought we turned the tide, but I'm going to have to say that we've been the state is in contention, about to be under globalist control yet again because they've got the governor on their side. Thank you for joining us in hour number two. Chris Sky made international headlines the last few days as a video went viral of him challenging the COVID PCR fraud police at the Canadian border and trying to violate his rights. We'll be talking to him here in just a moment, but let's take some time now to look at these headlines. And these are just pouring in. France considers slowing vaccine rollout for hospital staff, with many unable to work following the jab, some dying, many getting very, very sick. And LifeSite News links to a bunch of mainstream reports out of France breaking that down. But here's the issue. They skipped animal trials. Experts that looked at it said it'll really hurt you down the road. And they're having the worst adverse reactions of any vaccine ever. And Bill Gates told you last year it's going to really hurt you bad, because they'd actually done secret tests on animals under the guise of other, quote, you know, COVID vaccines for animals. So this is a big deal, folks. And you got all these old people dying taking it. It's just amazing. UK group launches trial to test experimental COVID-19 vaccine on children as young as six. Remember, they were going to give it to everybody, but so many old folks died a month and a half ago. The British government said, okay, back off, but now they're just going to do it with the parents' signed forms, letting them test on their children, even though almost no children have died from COVID. Continuing, report, Georgia mother of two dead after receiving COVID vaccine. That's up on InfoWars.com. Coronavirus, Merkel warns a third virus wave as Germany weighs ending the lockdown. Oh, see, it's always another lockdown for non-essential businesses as the big businesses take over the economy. This is siege. And we told you this was coming. I saw this article on InfoWars. And I like Michael Snyder, but I almost took it down because, you know, Michael has these articles a year ago and then now that, you know, this is deadly and it's a horrible virus. And, well, they always say it in Europe and all over. Oh, we got a lockdown again, a new strain, a new super deadly one. And, oh, this doctor saw it. This doctor thinks so. It's the same system telling us PCR tests work when they don't. It's the same system saying 4% of the public would die. It's the same system that lied to us about what's happening in the nursing homes. It pays to ship actual COVID patients in to actually kill old people so they get some death numbers. So, a new highly resistant COVID variant has emerged in California, and it could make the plague far worse. Just when it seemed like COVID pandemic may be subsiding, a new COVID strain has emerged in California that has the potential to change everything. You see very similar articles all over the press. CNN's very breathless as well. According to tests conducted by Dr. Charles Chewy and his team, this new strain appears to result in more severe illness, and it also appears to result in more people dying from the virus. Now, this could be true. The moon could be made of cheese as well, but to be serious, I said a year ago they would use this as a simulant for the lockdown, and if we went along with it, they released it out of Wuhan. They have more deadly viruses in the same family they could release to really keep us under their control. So who knows? You never know. But the last so-called super deadly strains and all this were BS. Most people don't have enough vitamin D3. But so nothing against Snyder saying that. I just don't agree with him. And I just think these people cried wolf so much that I don't buy into it. Yeah, there it is. The devil's already here. California's coronavirus strain looks increasingly dangerous. Yahoo News. Cathay Pacific allowing certain passengers to go mask-free on flights. Oh, that's right. New York Post. If you want to pay more money, you don't have to. See, that's how it always works. Russia shows off new COVID-19 vaccine factory even as people hesitate to get it. The Russians don't trust it. Well, we've heard the black people are able to. They don't trust it. COVID bill could give federal employees nearly 4 months off paid leave to homeschool kids while teachers do nothing. And it goes on and on and on. And then you've got all the nursing home deaths and Cuomo covering it up and all these other governors that did it as well. So, see, that's a way to burn him, get those other governors totally under their control. I'm going to play the exchange, go to break, and come back with our guest. But let's go to the exchange right now. Here he is. He'll give us the details on the other side. Chris Skye, a freedom fighter. I had a feeling he was. Creator of a nonprofit organization, backtowork.biz, and Mad Mothers Against Distancing, getmad.online. I love it. He's like Alfie Oaks, but I guess even more progressive fighting back. I love it. Helping small businesses and children due to the COVID crisis. He is a worldwide anti-lockdown advocate and speaker. And the whole future is going to be this because under Operation Lockstep, it never ends. Oh, Biden came out and said this is Operation Lockstep. He pledged himself to it. That's coming up too next segment. So let's go ahead and show what happened at the border.
Oh, got my bags, and we're going to go outside. We're going to refuse their stupid test and tell everybody to refuse their stupid test. So, yeah. Hi. Yes, because I have a medical condition, so I don't need to wear one. And I'm also a Canadian citizen, and this is a violation of our Charter Rights, Section 6, and a violation of the Emergency Act 14.1. So I'm going to be declining your test today. Okay. Thank you very much. No problem. I'll happily do that. Everybody in here, if you are a Canadian citizen, simply deny the test, deny their quarantine, and there's nothing you can do. They cannot stop you. They cannot force you. You are a citizen. You have rights. If you want to wait in the line for 2 hours, let them put up your nose. Go right ahead. But if you have a brain and you have balls, just say no.
But you know I have a body camera on.
That's fine. I have a body. I have a camera on as well. So, yes. Everybody, this is what you do. You say no to their test, no to their quarantine, and if you're a citizen or a permanent resident, there's absolutely nothing they can do but acknowledge that you have rights and they have to respect that. Is that not true? Say it's true for the camera, everybody. Say it's true.
Do you have some identification?
I do, of course. That's not a problem. I refuse to take your test 1,000,000%.
No problem.
And everybody in here, Canadian citizens, you can refuse the test. Just say no. Don't wait in line. And there's nothing they can do. Okay, I will not yell. That's true. But I just want you guys to acknowledge for 91,000 people watching that anybody can refuse the test. Perfect. Thank you. You guys hear that? Straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the police, refuse the test. Ooh, I'm getting a ticket. Oh, not another one of those tickets. You know, tell everybody how many people have been convicted of those tickets in Canada. Answer? Zero. How many people have been charged? Thousands. How many people convicted? Zero. Why? It's a violation of our charter rights. So when that ticket goes to court, they throw it the f*** out. It's that simple. So I'm waiting for my little fine. Thanks, guys. I just want everybody to acknowledge that this is perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable. Thank you.
Well, that is the future of the resistance. Bill Gates admits it's a permanent lockdown, Klaus Schwab. No jobs. You're allowed to even meet people, talk to people. You have to be locked in your house. You got to have a vaccine every time you travel, a new one, whatever they want in your body, untested. I mean, this is just a complete takeover. We're going to go to break, come back with Chris Sky. And I tell you, he's on Instagram for now, Instagram/Telegram at Real Chris Sky. You got to go to his websites, too. That's the key, getmad.online and backtowork.biz. We've got to start organizing. We've got to start saying no. And by the way, you got to fund the resistance. We got a big sale, store-wide free shipping on storable food. They never do that, and 10% off because of the crisis. Free shipping, 10% off. You cannot get a better deal on storable food. I'm only allowed to run this for 7 days. Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping, though, across the board. Survival Shield X2. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. 50% off with free shipping. Unprecedented. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, blows everybody away. The reviews are insane. 40% off. We never do that. Supermel Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off, even though we're selling out of them. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. All these have free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil has been sold out. 40% off, free shipping. It's amazing. That's so good for your health. Ultra 12, vitamin B12 under the tongue, 50% off, free shipping. Winter Sun, selling out. Still free shipping, 25% off. And Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems, the highest ones out there, $50 off. Can't beat that. InfoWarsStore.com. Building and sustaining a free pro-human network, and Bill Gates can burn in hell. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, world governments out in the open with a world ID, forced inoculations run by Bill Gates and the United Nations. And Canada's Prime Minister says Communist China is the model for dictatorship. Close quote. There's no longer any doubt. You're either with the enemy or you're with freedom. Well, Chris Sky isn't trying to live in a free country for free. He's putting it on the line. And just like Alfie Oaks down in Naples saying, you don't have to wear masks in the store and everybody loves it. Well, he's out there fighting as well. But I got to tell you, the Canadian police are very subservient to the tyranny. They've been violating people's rights. They're here to lay it out for us, the model of the future. Because what's happening in Canada is coming here, folks. It's already here. Chris Sky, we salute you. Backtowork.biz. You guys are still under lockdown. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, man. Been watching you for a very, very long time.
Well, brother, you're doing more than I'm doing when it comes to getting on the front lines. Tell us why you did it, when you did it, the aftermath, and just you've got the floor.
Okay, well, everybody knows that I've been probably one of the main lockdown speakers, not just in Canada, but all around the world. I've been speaking about it since last March. I've been all over, like I said, I was in Ireland in September. When I came back from Ireland, I did a speech September 26th. I went to Ireland and I warned everybody that instead of opening them on September 20th, they were going to lock them down. They were going to introduce the five-tier level lockdown. And I tried to warn the Irish population, and I even stayed there till the 20th of September when they got locked down, and then I came back home. When I came back home, I was on quarantine. I don't believe in quarantine if you're not sick. Quarantine's for sick people, not healthy people. So I was planning on going to the protest. Oh, here's the clip right here. This is made on September 26th, 6 days after I got back from Ireland. I was on quarantine.
And we're going to play that next segment. But tell folks how you knew. You got the document through the Canadian government of the UN that later was confirmed.
Yes, it wasn't even just a Canadian document. It was basically a worldwide document, and they gave a little bit of leeway to all the different countries on how to implement it and how to sell it to the people. But one thing was clear, there's five levels of lockdown. Level five was basically the Australia style where you're not allowed to go 500 meters from your house, and they have totally complete control over you, checkpoints, all the rest of it. Level one, you're still on a lockdown. You're still forced to wear a mask. The idea that we're going to be getting the masks off anytime soon is ridiculous. They plan on keeping the masks on people for years because that's how they're going to perpetuate the compliance, perpetuate the idea that there's something to be afraid of, etc. So it was easy to say, and I told the people in Ireland that was going to happen, and it happened. And I came back to Canada, and on September 26th, I went to the protests, and I did my speech there, knowing that I was violating quarantine, knowing I was going to at least get ticketed, and I did get ticketed, but it wasn't a big deal. And I told everybody exactly what was going to happen then. I said, they're going to bring us on a lockdown. By the end of the year, we're going to be completely locked down. They're going to try to cancel Christmas on us. They're going to try to cancel the Santa Claus Parade, which is the biggest event we have in all of Canada. And I said, after Christmas, once they got you locked down, once we're in the Canadian winter and it's really cold, then they're really going to put the screws to you. They're going to start tightening travel restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. But the most important thing that everybody has to realize is in Canada and the United States, we have something called rights. Rights are like a secret superpower that every citizen has.
But you have to exercise them or they go away. And I want you to spend a whole segment on that. But let's get back to this document that first broke in Canada, I guess, back about 6-8 months ago. And then we later, I searched it to see if it was real, and we found the UN original document that was just changed a little bit for each country. They denied it at the time, but now it's all admitted. And it's not like you go into level one, level two, level three. You go into level one, level two, back to level one, then level four, then back to level two, then to level five, then you're never out of total martial law, locked in your house, contact tracers, forced inoculations, anywhere you go, total permanent tyranny. So this is literally the frog in the pot as they raise the temperature.
Yes. It starts with the mask. The masks are the foundation of all the other restrictions. That's why when you hear people say, oh, it's just the mask or any other propaganda that they repeat from the TV, it's absolutely ridiculous. Because without the mask, there would be no contact tracing. Without the contact tracing, there'd be no forced testing. Without the forced testing, there'd be no forced quarantine. Without the forced quarantine, there'd be no travel restrictions or any other restrictions. Then we have the businesses. Part of this whole framework is, like you said, this is all about globalization. This is all about consolidating the governments of the world into one type of superpower, if you will. And the number one thing they got to get rid of is small business, because small business is independence. So that's why I created Back to Work, the nonprofit, because at the beginning of this, it was quite clear that the target of this is small business. They're going broke while Amazon and a big business are making record profits. So the idea that you have to comply to get out of this is the complete absurdity. The more you comply, the more restrictions they put on you, the longer they keep extending everything. It was 2 weeks, almost 52 weeks ago, and people are still complying, still saying they'll do whatever it takes, whatever the government tells them. I don't know how many times people need to be lied to or how many times people need to be told. The government is not your friend. They're here to control you.
And by the time they hit level five, they're going to say, it's the few dissenters that don't go along with us. We've got to put them in jail permanently. Then you'll actually get out, but then nobody ever gets out. Mission complete, planetary dictatorship.
Well, they already got me on conditions because they've arrested me so many times this year. I was arrested going to the East Coast just to go speak. I got arrested on an airplane by the RCMP, which is the equivalent of the Canadian FBI. They made up some completely false charges just so they can basically kidnap me off the airplane and prevent me from speaking in New Brunswick and Halifax, two separate cities on two separate days. Thankfully, I got out and they were forced to let me go back to Toronto, which I did. And then when I was in Toronto, January 23rd, they issued an emergency order, a new emergency order that prohibited our right to assembly. So now anybody that was at a protest that we had been doing for months and months and months with the complete support of the Toronto police, anybody that spoke at a protest got arrested. People like Kellyanne Wolf have been arrested 3 times. Lamont Daigle's been arrested a couple times. So I told everybody, don't do a protest. If you go to the protest, you're going to get grabbed, you're going to get arrested. I go, you know what you can do? Everybody can go for a walk. Because we're downtown Toronto, we're in the nicest places. So we had thousands and thousands of people walking. We were in the heart of downtown Toronto, high-class area. None of us were wearing masks. I told everybody, let's go shopping. Everybody go in the stores, mask-free, which is your right. You can claim your medical exemption. Everybody has the right to an exemption. They're not allowed to ask you what your condition is. They're not allowed to ask you for a doctor's note. They're not allowed to ask you to approve your condition. And above all, they're not allowed to deny you service. So we went into multiple stores. We started with, I believe, Shoppers Drug Mart. They didn't give us a problem at all. We had about 30, 40 people in there, mask-free. We didn't want to go crazy over capacity or anything like that to scare people. Everyone went in there shopped, so we weren't trespassing. We weren't breaking any laws. And we just marched down Yonge Street and Bloor area and went into a whole bunch of different stores. Every store we went to, they called a whole bunch of police there. You saw paddy wagons. You saw police trying to intimidate people, trying to tell people to leave the store. You know what you didn't see? Not one bylaw officer. And the whole thing with masks is a bylaw. And why didn't they have a bylaw officer there? Because if a bylaw officer was there, we had the law printed out. I would have read it out loud to them. The bylaw officer would have agreed that everything we were doing is perfectly legal and no store can deny anybody without wearing a mask.
And that is the key. That is the key, because this is all done color of law. They're just steamrolling us until it all gets accepted.
And what you're seeing right there on the screen that you just saw with the people walking down that steps, that was the day they made masks mandatory in Toronto. And that was me taking a whole bunch of men, women, and children, about 100 of us, to the TTC, which is the subway, where masks were supposedly mandatory. And we brought all those people on there, mask-free. Everybody claimed an exemption.
Chris Sky, you give me faith in humanity. Stay there. We're going to play the clip of you going to Ireland, giving you the exact day, months before they'd be locked down, showing that the UN is in global control. Incredible. We'll be right back.
Now,
is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Target, he's a leader. That's what we need more of. And I'm very honored to have him, very honored to learn he's a listener. I've seen his work quite a bit, but I didn't know that he was a listener, and I'm very thankful that our producers were able to get him on quickly. But boy, this is just crazy. People have to understand, this is premeditated. And that's how he could go to Ireland and say, on this exact date, months from now, they'll intensify the lockdown, not remove it, as they promised to do. Because he had the UN document, he had the formulae. Next segment, listeners pointed this out. We found a document from 11 years ago when Lockstep came out, 2010, where I say they're going to lock down the borders, make you wear masks, have checkpoints, force inoculations to travel. Now, no one cares when I read Lockstep 11 years later. It's like, oh, well, so what? But to see the younger Alex Jones and see, people think it's like magic. Like, how does Chris Sky know the exact date? Because the Irish now listen to it. I've seen the articles. They're like, because it's like superstition. I don't care if you're American, Irish, we're all the same. You can be African, whatever. It's like people think you're magic then. Like, whoa, how's he know that? Because it's a damn premeditated operation. And so everything he's saying is absolutely on target. So, Chris, I interrupted you earlier because I wanted you to get into what currently happened before you got into your rights, people knowing their rights, and we even have more rights here, but rights are really what we demand, so you've got as much rights as I've got, even if the Canadian Constitution doesn't say it. But even according to your Constitution or your charter, you've got amazing rights that should be defended. It's only pointing out rights that already exist. But what I wanted to hit first was you mentioned the Ireland clip, set this up, we'll tell folks the date, cover some more of those areas, then we'll get into rights.
Okay. Well, really quick, I just want to finish what happened the day when I did the maskless shopping. So we went to all the stores maskless shopping. They wouldn't bring the bylaw. Police came everywhere, tried to intimidate. I'm talking really fast because I know time is limited.
No, we'll keep it as long as we need to. In fact, I'm excited too. People ask me, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine or meth? No. I had one cup of coffee this morning. I start talking about global government with Klaus Schwab saying I'll be locked in my house and won't ever get meat again and I can't have a car. They're going to forcibly inoculate me and my kids. I'm going to have to fight back. I'm pissed. This is cold. It's like when you go to a football game, you get excited. Sorry, go ahead.
Survival. So anyway, after everybody dispersed, after we were successful going into all the stores, the last store we went into was Whole Foods because it's partially owned by Amazon. I walked back to my car alone. I had one bodyguard who was a senior citizen from the Ukraine. And she saw, as soon as I got to my car, I got swarmed by the police. I got arrested. They charged me with four counts of public mischief and a count of public nuisance. They ended up letting me out that day. They gave me all these ridiculous conditions. I was supposedly banned from the city of Toronto. They wanted me to hand over all my legally owned firearms. And then I had a condition that states that I had to abide by the emergency order. So right now, I'm on quarantine at home. Normally, if I left my house right now, all they could do is charge me under the Quarantine Act and give me one of those stupid ticket violations, which I would fight in court, and it would get thrown out. Now, if I leave my house, they can charge me with a breach of my conditions, which is a serious criminal charge. And because they've already arrested me so many times this year, they can make a case not even to give me bail. So with all this lockdown stuff, the way they've manipulated the law, so if I leave my house right now, I could basically get locked up without bail for 6 months.
Well, that's what I was going to say next. In Germany, it's the same, where they bust in on people, medical doctors doing online seminars about how this is a fraud, where they SWAT team people in Canada that are online, live, criticizing what's going on. It's clearly the cover with contact tracers to arrest their political opposition in the future, and they're already doing it. I mean, take Australia, where they arrest all these people because they're online criticizing the lockdown.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do in Canada next. They're trying to do an online speech law. They're already really censoring social media, as you know, but they're trying to take it a step further. But with regards to what you were just, what we were just getting at. Oh, sorry. We had a. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's what I do on the show, too. There's so many damn things. They have you locked up in your house now. You're going stir crazy.
Locked up in my house. I wanted to let everybody know that when you come home from another country, they're trying to stop everybody from traveling. The reason they want everybody not to travel is because when you go to these other countries, you're seeing that you're not locked down in these places. Places like Mexico, they're partying. All these other countries are open for business, having a good time. They want you to think everybody's living like Canada, masked up, terrified, and afraid.
Exactly. So the more locked down, they never want you to leave because they want to keep you in that bubble and take full control to finish the final takeover.
Exactly. They want to control your perception 100%. They don't want any outside influences breaking their brainwashing over you. So they came up with all these crazy rules. Oh, when you come home, we're going to forcibly test you. So you're going to stand in line for 2 or 3 hours. And then we're going to make you go to a hotel. And we're going to keep you there locked up like an animal or a criminal in solitary confinement. So you definitely don't want to travel. It's absolute hogwash, just like I showed on the video. We have rights. Canadians have rights. Section 6 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms is freedom of movement. That means Canadians can come and go from Canada as they please. They can move around Canada as they please without any type of confinement, without any type of harassment. Then we have Section 14.1 of the Quarantine Act. And it very explicitly states what the government is allowed to do when they're trying to see if you have a communicable disease. And they're allowed to do things like ask you health questions, observe for symptoms, take a temperature check, but they are not allowed any invasive type of medical procedure, and that obviously includes shoving something up your nose, in your mouth, in your butt now they even have. So all of that is completely illegal, and they're only using the threat of these stupid fines to try to coerce people into going. And the fines are toilet paper. There's been thousands and thousands of people charged with these fines, and all that happens is you bring it to court, you could say the same thing, violation of Section 6, violation of 14.
Oh, it's like they have state laws that you don't have to wear a mask if you have anxiety, but then they try to ignore it at all these facilities.
Exactly, on top of that. But as soon as it goes to court, it gets thrown out. So when you come home from a vacation, if you're a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, you have the same rights. You simply say, I'm a citizen or a permanent resident.
And Chris, here's the key. Here's the key. You say that beautifully in your video to their faces with 90,000 people watching at the time on your own stream. Beautiful. People have to understand what you said. Complying only makes the lockdown longer and worse, and it never ends. Only not complying. So they've broken the social contract. We think comply for a reasonable problem. No, we're not complying for a reasonable problem. This is an authoritarian UN world government, Big Pharma, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab takeover on record.
And that's what I talked about September 26th. I did a video. I want you guys to play it. Andrew Says from Rebel filmed it. It was like a prediction video, and it said everything that was going to happen. And I've seen this video translated into so many different languages, I lost count. I was just in Istanbul 2 weeks ago, and I just ran into somebody on the street. And my number is public, so this person WhatsApped me the video of me with Turkish subtitles. And this video's got, I think, close to 1 million views in one copy. And the way the accuracy is laid out is unparalleled. And it's like you said, it's not because I'm psychic. It's because this stuff is planned so far in advance that they have to have it written down. They have to have documents. There are whistleblowers in the government and the police department that are trying to get this stuff out there because they don't want to get fired.
Almost all the prestigious doctors and scientists, including The Lancet, is saying the PCR test is a fraud and that COVID isn't killing most of these people.
PCR tests were already invalidated in the Portuguese court because everybody knows that the false positives outweigh the actual positives, especially when they up the cycle count. In Canada right now, they up the cycle count to something like 30, 35, even up to 40 in some cases. What that means for the layman's terms is they're increasing the sensitivity of the test. So basically anything that you have in your system, it could have been a flu shot, it could have been a COVID vaccine, it could have been that you had COVID months ago, it could have been that you had a cold, it could have been that you had the flu. Any little thing will come up as COVID. And then they call you a COVID case. And then they pretend that they have to have us locked down.
And by the way, that's another key point you just dropped. That's why people that have had even their second round are showing COVID positive. So now Fauci said, even if you had the vaccine, you can't go out in public, you can't wear a mask. Who made this guy God? He's a little fraud.
He said you can't not wear a mask. And that's what I say in the video, September 26th. Like I already tell everybody, way back then, they're going to tell you to take the vaccine. That's going to get you back to normal. Then in reality, once you take the vaccine, they're going to tell you the vaccine is not as effective as we thought. We don't know if you're not contagious, or you're still going to have to wear your mask, but you're still going to have to get vaccinated.
By the way, that's really bad for your sinus to jam it all the way up in your head like that. Well, there's so many contaminants in the air. There's a lot of evidence showing they're actually infecting people with other viruses and bacteria in these facilities. Stay there. We'll come right back. I know the Chinese government got caught tanning them, and it's all planned. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word
Rutherford test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're on fire because we have guests on that are on fire. They can call this broadcast on fire. Chris Guy, during that break, man, he was telling me all this amazing stuff. Will you please, because it makes me very proud of the listeners for supporting us over the years. There's so many activists I get on like you, ended up waking up because of the show. You're saying you've been listening to this broadcast since you were a child, brother. Tell folks about that.
Oh my gosh, the first video I saw of you must have been in like 2002, just after 9/11 happened. And I've been a fan since then, so I was probably around 14 or 15 years old then. We're talking over 20 years ago. So to be on the show is a complete honor. And just like you, I live and breathe this. I sleep like maybe 3 hours every 24 hours. Everybody that knows me knows this.
That's the spirit, though, because when you know you're under attack and you're not hateful, you're not bitter, you're winning, you're laughing, you're dominating, you're crushing them.
Yeah, so I have a lot of energy. I just eat a lot. I don't sleep, but I eat a lot. That's for sure.
Well, brother, you're kicking ass. Let's play that clip that probably has 100 million views. I mean, in fact, when you mentioned the clip, I'd forgotten. I saw this months ago, and it had like 5 million views. And as fast as they take it down, it goes back up in like every language out there. So here is probably the 50th ripped generation of you laying out the battle plan. And folks now are like, oh, this guy's a prophet. No, you have their battle plan. Here it is.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So they tell you you have to wear a mask. Next, they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of, and it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you, the government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
And you were telling me days before they came to your house and threatened to arrest you if you spoke in public again. I mean, that's not a free country.
Actually, the day before that, because they knew I came back on the 20th of September. On the 25th of September, they came to my house knowing that the 26th I'd be at the protest. And the police openly said, if you go to the protest, we're going to charge you under the Quarantine Act criminally. And I said, go for it. I'm going to the protest. I went to the protest. I made that video. They charged me. They gave me a ticket. The mainstream media came up just to film them giving me the ticket. I looked at the ticket. They spelled my first and last name wrong on the ticket. I went back on the podium, got on the mic. I publicly challenged them to give me a proper ticket so I could challenge it in court. They didn't. The next week, while I was still on quarantine, I went back to the protest again. This time, Maxime Bernier, the leader of the PPC, was there, and Rob Carbone, leader of the Republican Party of Canada, was there, and we all took pictures together. Nobody told them to quarantine. Nobody told them to stay away from me, anything like that. The next day I got charged criminally under the Quarantine Act. I'm the only person in the history of Canada to get charged criminally. I took it to court. I've been trying to get it to court and get a trial because I know I could file multiple charter challenges and win. Guess what they've done? They postponed on me 4 times so far. And I have another court date coming up, and I guess what they're going to do again. I'm going to ask them for disclosure. I'm going to ask them for a trial. They're not going to give it to me.
Well, listen, brother, you're on the war room tomorrow, Chris. I want to invite you back to take calls for a full 2 hours. Friday or Sunday, whatever day you want, because
any day I'm trapped here. If I leave, I'm screwed. If I leave my house, if I go one step off my property, they're watching from both sides. They're going to grab me. They're going to arrest me. They're going to make a case that I don't get bail because they've already arrested me.
But I'll tell you what's beautiful about this in a sick way. All these cops that follow illegal orders, they're losing their future too. Are they idiots? This is meant to permanently collapse the world economy and bring in total tyranny. Don't these idiots get it?
A lot of them do. I want to make this very, very, very clear. First of all, the cops in the video you saw at the airport, the police officers, my bad, as soon as the camera stopped rolling, they were so nice to me, and not just professionally nice, genuinely nice. If you saw the Rebel interview that was made the same day immediately
I mean, I agree. Right here in Austin, the whole time, the cops have been the most awake about the mask. They all know BS because they know statistics. Cops know statistics, and they know statistically we have the same number of deaths globally last year than the year before. Sorry.
There's the police officer shaking my hand. That's right after the airport. As soon as we stopped filming, they escorted me towards the exit. David Menzies from Rebel News was waiting for me. He saw the police officers escort me out gently. They all shook my hand. They walked away. I did my interview with Rebel, and I went home. No problems, no
hassle. Let's do this. Let's talk about rights and solutions and organizing tomorrow. Come on for at least an hour tomorrow. We're going to schedule you right now. Go in the war room as well. I'm going to end this segment with a 2.5-minute video for myself in 2010, reading from Operation Lockstep and predicting what would happen in the coming years under the Rockefeller world government takeover. Chris Skye, backtowork.biz. We salute you. We appreciate you. You're on Twitter still at Chris, SACCOCCIA1. And, of course, backtowork.biz and getmad.online. We salute you, brother, and I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I look forward to being on your show some more.
God bless you. Yeah, folks, I'm on a power trip about having dinner with, you know, Brad Pitt or Charlie Sheen. I don't care about being in Richard Linklater movies, even though he's a nice guy. I don't care about any of this. I care about knowing people like Chris Skye and people like Alfie Oakes and Tucker Carlson and all these folks. These are real human beings. You're real human beings. And I am just so honored to be here. I am so thankful that the listeners keep us on air. I am so thankful that you appreciate us and put up with me. I love you. We're in this together, and we're going to beat this together with God's help. But that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center sent me an email today going, we have witnesses coming out that you told them you hate your audience. Why the hell would I do that even if it was true? I wouldn't. Pure bull. They're trying to separate us from each other. We're all under real attack. But it's not going to work. We stand behind Trump even though he's not perfect. You stand behind me even though I'm not perfect. I stand behind you even though you're not perfect. Because we've got is us together. And man, this damn thing's a plan. You think I'm happy about this? You think I'm happy I've been proven right? No, I'm not. But you know what? We're going to beat this thing together. And let me tell you, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all the criminals that launched this, they're big organized crime, these big corporations. Hitler thought he was too big to fail. The Soviet Union thought they were too big to fail. Xi Jinping thinks he's too big to fail. They will fail. I'm going to play this report where we predicted it all 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and then Steve Quayle's coming up next hour. Here's the report.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.